Yeah,
Tararetsi, sorry, I told you it might cut out. I didn't hang up on you, I promise. Okay, so you went to De Anza College, right?
That's correct.
Okay, awesome. Okay, now I get to match your picture with your voice. Okay, so this is you. All right, is that your car?
Is it electric?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it was my previous car, actually. It was my previous baby.
Nice. That was your previous baby?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then, wow, you're so young.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm getting a little bit older now. I'm 34 now.
Oh, my gosh. You know, my oldest is 30.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're not going to believe this when I tell you I'm a grandma I have my 12th grandbaby on the way.
No way,
like,
your voice is
yes, I have 11 like grandkids. I do.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
But your voice like around like 30, you know?
Oh, thank you. God bless you.
Really?
Now, Karar, now you do have an option, okay? It doesn't cost you anything. If you'd like, instead of us listing your actual phone number for it, instead of your phone number actually showing on all your profiles that we're creating, we could put what's called a tracking number that is linked to your phone, and it comes with an app that you download from the App Store. It allows you to track your phone calls, your messages. You can even block spam calls. Would you be interested in a tracking number, or do you want to just keep it as your phone number being listed?
So what do you think? Which one is the best, to be honest? I mean,
well,
I have no idea about those.
You know, I'll tell you. Let me explain, right? So a lot of people, they like to be able to see their phone calls, right, and track them and their messages. And they like the feature that they're able to block any, like, type of spam call that might come in, right? Some businesses prefer it. Others just prefer that it be their phone number listed because they just, you know, they like that their phone number showing. It's really up to you. Even if you don't want it right now, Karar, and let's say you want us to add it on later, you just call us and let us know and we can add it and it doesn't cost you more. Okay.
That would be great. Yeah, just put my phone number right now. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to put no for now, but if you change your mind and you want to tell them in the client interview I want it, then they'll add it, okay? And it doesn't cost you additional. And then now as far as for your Facebook ads, we could target as far as 50 miles. Now remember, you're going to be your PIN code is being sent to Fremont, so that's where you're going to be based out of, right? So how far do you want to target? 50 miles is the furthest that we could target.
I mean, yeah, just do it like 50 miles.
Well, you want to do it at 50 miles for now? And then if you want to scale it back, you can. It's up to you, or you could do 30
yeah.
miles, whatever you prefer.
Do it 50 miles, yeah.
50? Okay.
Yeah.
And what is your
preferred? People, you know.
Beautiful. And what's your preferred method of contact? Do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text?
Phone calls.
And then
yes.
It's not a requirement. I just ask out of habit. You're licensed and insured, right?
Which
license? Or in the process. It could be any licensing for the business. It doesn't have to be a specific one. I just ask. Or do you want me to just put in the process? It's not a requirement.
You mean the driver license?
No, meaning the business license. Do you have any type of business licensing or any insurance for the business?
Actually, I told you no, right? I told you, when
you told me no. You said you had some, but not all of them.
Yeah.
No worries.
Right. I mean, I have, yeah.
I just ask all these questions because I don't want to miss anything. Remember, it is not
sure,
a requirement for you.
Yeah. So the license, of course, we're going to add it later.
Absolutely. When you do, let us know so that way we can update it so they see that, you
of
know,
course.
You're licensed. We will not put not licensed. We don't put that. I don't
that's
know why some places
that,
do.
That would be great, yeah.
What are your hours of operation? Yeah, what are your hours of operation?
I mean,
are you like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Yeah, Monday through Saturday.
What times do you typically work?
I mean, from 8 a.m. until like 6 p.m.
Okay, 8 to 6. Do you offer any emergency services for HVAC or no?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Yes. Yeah.
Let me put that on here. I think that would be good to notate, right? And,
that's
I mean,
right.
People are going to know that you might charge more money if they have an emergency.
it's not going to be a lot, you know. It depends. If they are too far.
I'm going to put emergency HVAC services available.
That's right.
That's always good to know, you know. I always like to ask those type of questions. And then now, for your forms of payments that you accept, what do you typically take? Cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
Like cash and check and Zelle.
And Zelle. Okay. Yeah. If at any time you start accepting credit cards, Cash App, or any of those, just let us know so we can update it in the information. Okay?
Yeah, exactly. So I told you when I get my license and business account and everything, of course. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now we're almost done, okay? Perfect. What I need you to do is either check your emails or also go to your text messages because we sent it to both. I need you to find the one that says initial invoice, okay? It either came before or after the welcome one.
Oh, you just sent it right now?
I sent it a few minutes ago.
So, welcome to local.
It's probably after that one or before it.
So, before it.
It'll say initial. There's one that says initial invoice. That's the one that I need you to find.
Oh, the invoice, right?
Yes, correct. I need you to open it. Okay, beautiful. So, when you open it up, okay, what it goes on to say is, Dear Karar Albasri, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below this email. And then about two sentences down, it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay. Click on it. Now, what it does, Karar, is it opens up a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience at the very top. Do you see that?
Yep.
Beautiful. Okay, so if you see here under the services, you're getting the Google Business Profile Optimization. We're doing the directory submission. We're doing the My Site, which is a custom website for you, okay, because you qualified for that. We're doing the Facebook ads. The landing page doesn't apply to you because I got you the My Site, okay?
Oh, okay.
We're not doing Google ads, okay? That's the bigger package, so we didn't want to start you with that one yet. Okay.
Right.
Workspace, just so you know, that is something that we do offer, but it is an additional cost. The technician might bring it up to you. You don't have to do it. Okay. You don't have to, but it's a product that we offer. Once you have all your licensing and your insurance, you might be able to qualify for what they call LSA. It's a Google Guaranteed Lead Program. You don't qualify yet, but it is a product that we offer. Okay.
Okay.
Now, you're going to have the advanced reporting system. You're going to have a live client support team, okay, with our phone number there. We're here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. But remember, we're not here this Monday, okay?
Any updates,
we might also communicate to you through, like, text messages sometimes. So we have your phone number there that we would text, okay? Under where it says payments. Okay, so the setup fee was $99. And what you're paying is $299. So how we break it down, $199 is for your local SEO, right? The marketing that we're doing, and the $100 we put in Facebook ads that we manage for you. Okay? We just give you like the breakdown. And you show that was $398 was your initial cost. Now the monthly after that, it shows $199 plus the $100, which makes it $299. Make sense?
So, yeah, makes sense. So the Facebook ad, so that's me, like when somebody like watching on Facebook, on video or something, so it will show the ad with my company, right?
Yes, yes. So it's like, for example, like sometimes I've gone on Facebook and I was looking up like somewhere to go buy shoes, and I happen to go on Facebook and all of a sudden I see this ad on a pair of shoes that I was looking for, and it's because Facebook has targeted me of having an interest.
True.
Google says, this is someone that was looking for these kind of shoes. And then on Facebook, showing me, here's a store that sells them. Okay. So someone's searching for your services and then they happen to be on Facebook. if Google's going to remind them, hey, here's an ad of a company that offers HVAC services you were looking for on Google.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Okay.
Yep, that's right.
And then it shows you. Yeah. And then you'll see here if you need to put it on hold or if you need to do the cancellation, you'll see there called 3 business days before the prior activation. So this way you're not charged. Okay.
Okay.
And then do you see the little box that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card? You're going to click on that box because you're saying it's your name on the card. Okay.
Right.
And then on the bottom, what it's asking, Karar, is for you to type your name. Just type it as it reads there, okay? Karar.
My first and last?
Yes, first and last, the way it reads. And then you'll click on confirm signature. Let me know when you do that because it should open up a page asking you to enter a username and a password. Do you see that?
Yes, I see that.
Beautiful. Okay, so this is where you go in and you track your results with us. We don't have your username or password yet because they're going to create it for you, remember? So they're going to be calling you shortly, okay? They're going to call you between 3 and 4 o'clock today from an 877 number, okay? So here's what I need you to do. Make sure you answer all calls within that hour. If you're in the middle of something and you need 5 more minutes, just tell them, call me back in 5 minutes and we'll call you right back. Okay?
Okay,
I need you to complete this client interview, all right? It's super important.
Sure.
Remember, 6 to 10 days, you're going to get the PIN code in the mail from Google. So if someone gets the mail before you, tell them don't throw it away. We need the PIN code, okay?
Sure.
And then
sure.
Within 5 to 7 days, we're going to send you your login credentials to start logging into your reports. Your Facebook page is going to be created. We're going to have you in all the directories as well. Your website's going to be done within 7 to 14 days, and we'll send it to you to review in case you have any changes that need to be made before it goes live. And then also, your Facebook ads are going to be live within 7 to 14 days. Now, remember, the local map, we always say that it takes between 30 to 45 days, but sometimes I've seen it happen sooner. So as soon as you get the PIN code, we need the PIN code, okay?
So when I get the PIN code, should I just call you directly?
You could call me. Customer, right now when you talk to the technician, when they call you, they'll tell you this number you can call. You could call me if you want. You could even text it to me if you want.
So
okay?
You mean this number, right?
Yes. Yeah. The number that I sent you for customer service.
Oh, you mean the 877?
Yes, that's the number. Because if you call this number that you see on your caller ID right now, you're still going to reach customer service. But to make it simpler for you, you could text it to one of the text messages that I sent you. The technician is going to let you know the different ways you can give us the PIN code, okay?
Oh, okay, no problem, yeah.
I want to be the first to welcome you, Karar, to our local Splash family. I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I am super excited for you.
Oh, thank you.
So
excited. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. All right. Well, we'll be calling you shortly for your client interview.
Sure, I'm going to wait for the call.
Yes. Okay. Between 3 and 4 o'clock, they're going to call you. Okay?
Sure. I appreciate
all right.
It. Thanks for your help. And you are really helpful.
You are so welcome. It's been my pleasure. God bless you too,
Karar.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a great
day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.